How do we know that the Bible is God's Word? In this set of lessons, we're going to be looking at perhaps the strongest proof that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. And that is, the Bible foretells the future. We find in the Old Testament many prophecies about the future that are fulfilled in exact detail. When this happens, it is a demonstration of the fact that the Bible is given by the inspiration of God. We call these prophecies. And today, we're going to look at some prophecies about nations. We'll look at prophecies about Jesus. Oftentimes, they're called messianic prophecies. But today, we're going to look at prophecies about entire countries or nations of people. You know, it's one thing to make some kind of prediction about an individual. But to make a prediction about what is going to happen to an entire nation of people is a tremendous thing. And we're going to see three examples today of how that God did this in the Old Testament. And again, I want to point out that we're just scratching the surface on each one of these points and each one of these proofs that we're looking at. Now, the first one is in Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Here God, through Moses, is foretelling what is going to happen to the Jewish people. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, you have a familiar theme in the Bible, and that is, if you obey God, things are going to go well with you. But if you disobey God, then things are not going to go well with you. As a matter of fact, there are going to be grave consequences for your behavior. So in Deuteronomy chapter 28, you have one of the most vivid warnings anywhere in the Bible about the earthly consequences of sin. So God says in the first 14 verses of this chapter, if you obey my voice, then I'm going to bless you. But then he begins in verse 15 saying that if you disobey my voice, then I'm going to curse you. I am going to punish you. And that description of that punishment goes all the way through the end of this chapter, through verse 68. So God is very serious. God means what he says when he tells these Israelite people that it all depends on their behavior. You see, we have a choice, and those choices have consequences, and that, of course, is true to this very day. Now, concerning the idea of prophecy, I'd like for you to look down at Deuteronomy chapter 28 at verse 64. Now, this is in that sobering section where God is telling these Jewish people that if they disobeyed him, here are the things that are going to happen to them. And I would urge you to read this chapter because it is an eye-opening chapter in the Scriptures about God's justice and about God's wrath being poured out upon these people. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 64, God says, if you disobey my voice when you go into that land, here's what's going to happen. Now remember, at this point in the book of Deuteronomy, the people of Israel are just about to cross over the Jordan River and go into the promised land. God said, if you keep my word, you can keep the land. But if you disobey my word, then you will be taken from the land and the land will be taken from you. You see, the promise about the land was always conditional. There are people today that think and teach that the promised land was unconditional as far as the promise to the Jewish people is concerned. And it was not, and it is not. What we find in Deuteronomy chapter 28 is that God issues a very strong warning. And he says, if you disobey my voice, you're going to lose the land. Now notice what he says in verse 64. And the Lord shall scatter thee. And the thee here refers to the Jewish nation. He says, the Lord shall scatter thee among all people, from the one end of the earth even unto the other, and there thou shalt serve other gods. So the Bible says that God is telling these Jewish people in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 64, that if they disobey his voice when they get into the promised land, God is going to scatter them all over the earth. And that is exactly what has happened. It happened when the Assyrians came and they conquered the Israelite people, and they took many of those people captive. They took many of those people of Israel as prisoners, and they scattered them, they placed them in different nations throughout the world. It happened also when the Babylonians attacked Judah, and they took as prisoners many of those Jewish people. And so the Jewish people were scattered throughout all the earth. That is a fulfillment of what the Bible teaches here in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 64. Now, you may look at that and say, well, that's such a general promise here. It's such a general prophecy about what took place. Well, at the same time, folks, when you put this into the scope, into the realm of all these other prophecies that are made, it is absolutely overwhelming to look at how strong the proof is that God was predicting the future here in Deuteronomy chapter 28. The second example that we want to look at is in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 13, and we might add Isaiah chapter 13 and 14. In Isaiah chapter 13, God is predicting through the prophet Isaiah what was going to happen to the nation of Babylon. Here, the prophecy is about the Babylonians, the Chaldeans. And so in Isaiah chapter 13, verse 1, the Bible calls this the burden of Babylon. That is, this is the message that God gave to Isaiah about this great, powerful nation of Babylon. The Bible says, going down to verse 17, "Behold, I will stir up the Medes against them." So it's going to be the people in the realm of the Medians who are going to attack the Babylonians. Now, if you've read the book of Daniel, which we're going to next, you know that it was Darius the Median who took the kingdom from the Babylonians. He's the one that led that conquering army into the city of Babylon. But for right now, I want you to notice that in Isaiah chapter 13, the Bible is predicting the overthrow of the Babylonians. In verse 19, the Bible says, "And Babylon, the glory of kingdoms, the beauty of the Chaldees' excellency, shall be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. It shall never be inhabited, neither shall it be dwelt in from generation to generation." So God is foretelling in Isaiah chapter 13 the downfall of the nation of Babylon. Now the interesting thing is this. Isaiah foretells this about 200 years before that actually occurred. It was years later. It was generations after this that the downfall of the Chaldeans actually happened. So Isaiah is a great example of a prophecy about a particular nation. That's Isaiah chapter 13 and also Isaiah chapter 14. Now let's go next to the fascinating book of Daniel, the book of Daniel, and we're only going to lift one example from the book of Daniel in this lesson, Daniel chapter 8. There are many prophecies in the book of Daniel. There are many remarkable prophecies and predictions about the future in the book of Daniel. We're only going to look at one example today. In Daniel chapter 8, the Bible gives us a vision here that Daniel saw. And so what we want to do is to look in Daniel chapter 8 and verse 3. Daniel 8 verse 3. Daniel says, "I lifted up mine eyes and saw, and behold, there stood before the river a ram which had two horns. And the two horns were high, but one was higher than the other, and the higher came up last. I saw the ram pushing westward and northward and southward, so that no beast might stand before him, neither was there any that could deliver out of his hand. But he did according to his will and became great. And as I was considering, behold, an he-goat came from the west on the face of the whole earth and touched not the ground. And the goat had a notable horn between his eyes. And he came to the ram which had two horns, which I had seen standing before the river, and ran unto him in the fury of his power. And I saw him come close unto the ram, and he was moved with chlor, that is, with rage or fury against him. And he smote the ram and brake his two horns, and there was no power in the ram to stand before him, but he cast him down to the ground and stamped upon him, and there was none that could deliver the ram out of his hand. Therefore the he-goat waxed very great And when he was strong, the great horn was broken. And for it came up four notable ones toward the four winds of heaven. Now let's stop right there, because if we keep going, we get into another prophecy, which would be great for us to look at today, but we simply don't have time. This vision is about this ram and about the he-goat that killed this ram. Now, what does all this represent? Well, the Bible tells us down in verse 20, "The ram which you saw having two horns are the kings of Media and Persia." Now, what that means when the Bible talks about the kings here is not an individual king, but the nation as a whole, the kingdom or the empire as a whole. So what is the ram? Well, it is the nation of the Medes and the Persians. In verse 21, he says, "And the rough goat is the king that is the kingdom of Grecia, and the great horn that is between his eyes is the first king." So what do we have taking place here? Well, according to verse 20 and 21, the ram is the nation of the Medes and the Persians, and the goat is the nation of Greece. Verse 21 says that the goat represents the Greeks. Now, what we know from history, of course, is that Alexander the Great led those Greeks, he led that Greek army into the land of those Medes and Persians, and he conquered them. He overthrew the Persian Empire, and he took control. Now, here's Daniel then talking about these things a little less than 200 years before they took place. You see, there's absolutely no question that these things did occur just exactly as Daniel said. Now, how did Daniel know that these things were going to occur? How could he foretell the future in such exact detail? It's because he was guided by the Spirit of God. He was inspired by the Holy Spirit. Now, there's one other thing about his prophecy that I want you to notice. In Daniel chapter 8, verse 8, the Bible says, "Therefore the he-goat, that is, the kingdom of the Greeks, waxed very great." The Greek empire became very strong. "And when he was strong, the great horn was broken." The great horn there is Alexander the Great. He was broken, and that means that he died. He died at an early age. Now, when he died, he didn't have an immediate successor to his throne. And so what happened was his generals began to argue about who was going to be the leader and at the top of the chain in that Greek empire. So eventually, the Greek empire, being one, split into four different sections. Again, these are matters of history. These are facts of history. And the Bible tells us in Daniel chapter 8, verse 8, Daniel writing in the 500s B.C., and of course Alexander the Great living in the latter part of the 300s B.C., we find here that in Daniel chapter 8, verse 8, the Bible says, "After the great horn was broken, for it came up four notable ones toward the four winds of heaven." The kingdom of the Greeks split into four parts. Again, that is a fact of history. And here the Bible foretells that in Daniel chapter 8. So folks, as you read your Bible, you have many proofs. You have many evidences to confirm in our minds and to give us assurance, and also to give us a basis for teaching other people that the Bible truly is the inspired Word of God, and these prophecies about these nations are just a few examples.